You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, I've been looking for questions about this team as spring training opens, and I can hardly find any. They're very unusual in that this looks like a really set roster. What kind of position battles or roster battles are you anticipating seeing? What is there to fight for on this roster this spring?
There's still some questions, Matthew, and the number one thing is their bench. The bench the last 2 years has been horrible, and the last year, for example, the bench hit 144, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Kevin Franson is the only one who's guaranteed to be on that roster on the bench. Everybody else is really trying for a job. Espinosa is trying for a job. Manuel Burris is trying for a job. Dan Uggla. So I think that's going to be the biggest question mark. Another question is going to be Tanner Roark. As of right now, it looks like he's not going to be in the rotation, but what is he going to be as a bullpen guy? Is he going to be a long reliever? Is he going to be a short guy? My guess is he's going to be a long guy because he's starting the spring training season as a starter. So I have to assume that that means that he'll be the long man out of the bullpen.
If not in the spring, then over the course of the season, will there be an opportunity for Roark to pitch himself into a more prominent bullpen role, some kind of late-inning role? I mean, I know the ninth is settled, but will there be the opportunity for him to sort of carve out something more than mop-up work?
It could be, Matthew. I mean, knowing Matt Williams, he's not afraid to use a guy like Tanner Roark in a, you know, in a late-inning role. So it wouldn't surprise me also if Tanner Roark was in, you know, back in the starting rotation, because although the rotation is set, we have to look at Gio Gonzalez, because Gio Gonzalez had an up-and-down year in part because of a shoulder injury. And, you know, for all we know, he could be back in the rotation if Gio Gonzalez is not doing well.
There aren't many health questions, but one obviously is Jason Worth. What are you going to be looking for from him as camp opens?
We're not going to see Jason Worth play probably until the end of spring training. Now, talking to him, as I've done in the past, he gives the impression he's going to be ready for opening day. But, again, we have to wait and see, because we know we're not going to see him at the start of spring training. I would say that we'll see him towards the end of it. And if things go well, he hits well, gets used to pitching, gets used to the pitching in the National League, then I think we'll see him in left field.
And we've talked about this before, but as they apportion playing time in the spring, who do you look for to be the main beneficiary? Who do you look for to get the most at bats and the most innings while Worth is not playing games early in the spring?
Well, definitely going to be Michael Taylor. Michael Taylor has to show that he can cut down the strikeouts. That's the biggest issue with him. I mean, he can play defense. When he's doing well in the batter's box, he can really go the other way. He can hit all over, but he's going to have to stop striking out. I think if he does well, we could see him in the major leagues sooner than later.
What kind of opportunity would there be for him? I mean, again, you talk about another area that's really set if Worth comes back early. Would not to get ahead of ourselves, but he is clearly one of the guys they're really excited about. Could he play himself into a fourth outfielder kind of job? Would he have to wait until there was an everyday job available one way or another?
I can see him as a fourth outfielder, but he has to hit well, Matthew. The hitting is the biggest thing, and because he's still young, it would not surprise me if he started the season in the minor leagues just to make sure he plays every day. That's the way the Nationals are when it comes to young players. They really don't believe in their young players being on the bench. We saw that with Tyler Moore. And we saw that, you know, late last year with Michael Taylor. So I think he really has to show, Michael Taylor has to show that he has to really do well coming off the bench. It's going to be hard for him, but knowing him, he works hard. I think he can do it.
How big a challenge do you think is in front of Ryan Zimmerman as he starts looking at really a third position in a relatively short period of time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the Nationals think he can really do well. Obviously, it's going to be a new position for him. He hasn't really played first base that often. And it's hard to say, Matthew, because, you got to learn how to handle bunts, bad throws. You hope that he has the range like he had at third base. So, I mean, it's a wait-and-see type of deal. We have to see what he does during the games. Hopefully, Matt Williams will play him quite a bit just to get used to playing first base, and we'll see what happens. I think it's wrong to think he's going to be like Adam LaRoche. Adam LaRoche was an excellent first baseman, the best first baseman in Nationals history defensively, and I think we shouldn't expect him to be like Adam LaRoche. I think he'll be decent, and we'll see about the rest of it.
He's been a really steady hitter, especially from a rate basis over the last 4 years or so. 280-ish hitter, 340, 350 on base, mm-hmm. 450-ish slugging, but not the kind of power heights that he had earlier in his career. Do you think that there is another big year in Zimmerman like he had in 2010 and in 2009? Do you think that kind of offense is still in there, or is he now kind of what he is, a very good hitter, but not that star-level hitter that he was four, five, 6 years ago?
Matthew, I think it depends on the health. I mean, if he's healthy, that's been the problem the last few years. If he's healthy, then yes, I can see him having 100 RBIs, 30 homers, like he did like in 2009, early 2010, and even his rookie year. So, again, you just have to hope he's healthy, and that's been his biggest problem, is the shoulder. Obviously, he can't throw anymore, but from a hitting standpoint, I think being at a new position, I think he'll be okay, provided that the shoulder's okay.
Are there still things to be sorted out in the bullpen? We know who's going to be the guy in the ninth, but there's a new face in Jansen and some guys gone and maybe some different roles. Are they going to be sorting out the bullpen as the spring goes along?
That's a great question, Matthew. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, it depends. It depends on how these bullpen guys do during the exhibition season. And if they do well, then, we could see Blake Treinen make this team. It really depends on how well they do. I mean, they're really impressed with Blake Treinen. They already said that even though right now they consider him a starter, they wouldn't mind seeing him in a late-inning relief role. So, again, it's a wait and see. And there are some bullpen guys who have been impressive. I mean, Matt Thorne is another guy. I mean, we could see him in the late innings, but I think it depends on how well they do in the exhibition season.
Aside from Taylor, who are some of the prospects that you're looking forward to seeing this spring?
A.J. Cole, number one. He's really had a great year last year. They shut him down late in the season because he got a little tired. It'll be interesting to see how Giolito does because, obviously, he's going to start in the minor leagues, but there's talk of him maybe getting a call-up late this year. So it depends on how well he does. Those are the two guys I'm really, looking forward to. Matt Grace is another guy. No relation to Mark Grace. He's a lefty out of the bullpen. He could do well. So, they have enough depth where, from a pitching standpoint, that they can really add a rookie here and there.
I'd like to sort of follow up on Giolito because, I mean, this is a guy who, when he was drafted, before he was drafted, was really considered a 1-1 caliber talent. He got hurt, but by all accounts, this guy, if he's healthy, could very well have gone one overall. Where is he at in his development right now, and where is he at health-wise? I mean, is he a guy, like you note, who could be on a relatively fast track despite his inexperience?
Well, based on, I spoke to him in January, and he's ahead of schedule. I mean, he's ready to really be in the major leagues, to be honest with you. I mean, he's talking major leagues. But he knows that he's starting in the minor leagues, but his goal is to be in the major leagues and really be part of that rotation. He's really excited. He's ready to go. My guess is he'll probably start with Double-A Harrisburg and then really move up. I think he'll be like Strasburg. He'll move up quickly, and then get that late call up before you know it.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.